I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Chestnuts are as symbolic of the holidays as mistletoe and holly. On my recent garden and food tour of Sicily, we saw groves of Italian chestnut trees ready to harvest on the slopes of Mount Etna. It got me thinking about our American chestnut. Chestnut trees used to grace the eastern forest from Georgia to Maine, providing food for humans and wildlife and great rot-resistant lumber for building. Chestnut fruits are unique. They're high in vitamins, low in fat, and starchier than other nuts. The nuts have thin skin, so are easy to open. Chestnuts make great flour for cooking as well as eating roasted in the shell. Unfortunately, due to an Asian blight that invaded our forests in the early 1900s, most of the original majestic American chestnut trees have died. However, you can still grow chestnuts in spite of the blight. There are crosses between American and Chinese varieties that offer better blight resistance and tasty nuts. The key to growing chestnuts in your yard is good soil, room, and patience. Chestnuts grow moderately fast up to 60 feet tall and grow best in full sun on well-drained, moist soils. If you have room, plant a few trees for best pollination. Protect them from deer and mice. The trees may start bearing fruit within 5 to 8 years, but they really won't mature until 15 years old. It's a long-term commitment, but think of your chestnuts as legacy trees that you or the next owner will enjoy for years. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about amaryllis. Happy Thanksgiving, and until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.